USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump back from the NATO summit in London, going about the business of the country, holding a power lunch, hosting UN Security Council members. The president pushing NATO nations to increase defense spending. So as the president continues to work, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says articles of impeachment will be drafted. The president calls it a big fat hoax. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, an ear-catching exchange between Pelosi and a reporter who asks if she hates President Trump. To that, she replies,
"And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time."
And Pelosi goes on to tell that reporter, "Don't mess with me when it comes to words like that." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
After an on-again, off-again relationship, two media giants back together. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Viacom and CBS Corp. went their separate ways 14 years ago, but now they're back together. The all-stock merger between the companies, announced in August after 3 years of on-again, off-again talks, has been completed, the result being Viacom CBS Incorporated. The new company has more than $28 billion in revenue and 4.3 billion cumulative TV subscribers around the world. The combined company's stock starting its trading on Thursday on the NASDAQ exchange under the symbols VIAC and VIACA. I'm Chris Barnes.
And taking a look now at the numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 28 points to close at 27,677, the NASDAQ up 4 points, the S&P 500 up almost 5 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A deadly highway shooting in Florida. Four people killed, including a bystander, after armed jewelry thieves hijack a UPS truck along with its driver and lead police officers on a high-speed chase. It starts in Miami and ends when the driver runs into traffic in Miramar, about 25 miles away. The suspects engage in a shootout with police. This all starts around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The thieves holding up a store in Coral Gables, and a woman, an employee there, shot in the head by a bullet that ricochets off the floor. She's rushed to the hospital. The two thieves killed, along with the UPS driver and a bystander who was in another car. Former New York City mayor and billionaire Mike Bloomberg, who's running for president as a Democrat, pushing his progressive gun agenda. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve the nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database. It contains a lot of useful information about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase. And we're going to change that by requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun, because just having a background check isn't enough.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.